The Hotshot Whiz Kids Podcast Network. Beep, boop, boop, boop.
Hey, it's half past 9 o'clock. We're the Hotshot Whiz Kids with Mike Klein Jr., Mark Davila.
It's another episode of Pop Clips.
Yeah, finally.
Starting off the show today, Taylor Swift has a new single out, and a lot of people are angry about it.
Because are they just angry in general
that she keeps putting out music? She's totally got rid of her country roots. Gone full on pop, and people are pissed.
Yeah, but she barely had country anyway. That was mostly a show.
I don't know. I mean, I don't care about her either way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't really give a fuck, but I mean, that was hardly country.
I know she wears her pants really high for some reason, but...
Like mom jeans?
And she even wears, like, the bathing suit that's really high. They're not mom jeans, she's like, that's just her style. She wears the high waisted stuff.
Yeah, fuck her. Well, you don't want to show your fucking body? Stay home.
Don't be so sexist, Mark.
How's that being sexist? Men should show their bodies, too. It's beautiful. I stay out too late.
I hate when these singers come out with new songs, like address their like careers and stuff. I don't like it.
Oh, she's like, yeah. Well, maybe they're fucking right. I don't know. Maybe you're fucking dumb.
Like, I don't really like
you. I know people don't like you. Doesn't mean that shit's not true.
I'm not a fan of artists who write every song about themselves, too. Like, I like artists who sing, like, third-person stuff, you know?
That, wow.
Their stories or whatever.
I don't know. I think most artists, their shit is, like, kind of reflects themselves. But I think is your problem that she's too obvious about it? Be a little more subtle?
Yeah, the interesting thing is she probably doesn't have much input into the lyrics anyway.
That's the thing. You know, she never wrote this. She doesn't write shit. All these guys,
No.
They're all fucking liars. What they do? She sits in on one writing session and says, hey, how about instead of saying, I like this, I'll say, I love it. And they're like, yeah, sounds good. Sounds good, whatever your name is. And then, there you go, writing credit. Look, oh no, I was a part of it. I was a part of the whole thing. Technically, she's not a liar. Liars pretend they're in fucking court. They're in court all the time in their world. That way, she could say, with a clean conscience, oh no, 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 I helped write the songs. Meanwhile, she did the fucking shit. And everyone says something about you, guess what? There might be something to it. Everyone says you're a dumb fucking bitch. You might be. If everyone says I'm an ugly asshole, I gotta look at myself in the mirror and say, you know what? I might be an ugly asshole. I don't know.
Now, is this song even good? I don't think
it's
it is.
It's not. I can barely even focus on it. It's shitty.
I think it was, but the weird thing is, it seems like some people just...
I'm still waiting for the sick beats.
Anyways, it seems like some of these artists just put whatever shit they want out and people just eat it up. Like, oh, that's good. Because if you hear it enough, you might start liking it.
Because
that's how this music's designed.
That's how everything's fucking designed. Everything is like that. Try drinking whiskey. Tastes like shit. But you know what? Keep drinking it. Eventually, you're like, oh, that's good. Give me this. Oh, give me this booze. Give me this beer. Drink it enough. It's good. Same thing with the shitty music. Listen to it enough. You're fucking, you know, dancing around.
So that's the new Taylor Swift. The biggest song going in the last week is this song.
Taylor Swift again?
It is a video from a mall in Georgia, perhaps. And they have a catchy new commercial to celebrate going back to school.
Back to school. Oh, yeah. Beatbox.
Denim. Haircut. Backpacks, backpacks. Come get your backpack.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
New shoes.
Get yourself an outfit.
Denim.
Boots and pants and boots and pants.
Haircut.
New shoes.
So get yourself back to school with these tails.
What the fuck kind of bullshit is this?
Evidently,
that is the worst fucking commercial I've ever heard in my life.
The mall picked out, you know, they got $10, got a camera, and they said, all right, let's just get, hey, you work at MasterCuts, come here, say haircuts, all right? And then I like that girl who said, get some new outfits. It's not like me singing. She was the best.
That, I'm amazed at how shitty that is. Why would you fucking put that on the air?
I don't know.
I guess I can understand the whole, it's so bad.
Get yourself an outfit.
Dennis. She's my favorite.
She's good. I mean, it's so bad, it's memorable, that like, yeah, it's almost kind of good.
Yeah, it's viral now.
I mean.
So now everyone knows about the East Hills Mall.
I guess. We're all going to fucking Georgia to go to the mall? I got them all here.
I can visit the Get Yourself an Outfit girl. Like, hey, didn't you say...
You love
get
her.
Get yourself an outfit. See, we have good singing voices, you and
man,
I.
Man, that was a piece of shit, all right. That's where we live now. If you're bad, you're good.
That's what the internet loves.
If you're good, you're good, and if you're bad, you're good. If you're in the middle, go fuck yourself.
Speaking of bad, here is our friend Scott Buchanan. This is from a while back. It's previous to a little bit before 4th of July. And it's What Burns My Goat, 7214. That's the date.
Oh, I thought he didn't like numbers.
Welcome to What Burns My Goat. I'm your host, Scott. And before I get started with today's What Burns My Goat, I'd just like to send a reminder that Friday is the 4th of July. And I want everybody to be safe when they light off fireworks.
I would say,
and if you
get a better microphone,
drink, I was gonna, yeah, do not light I recommend fireworks. A better microphone, yeah.
And please,
that sounds pretty bad, dude.
Don't drink and drive this year, because those do not mix. I want everybody alive and healthy here come Saturday. Anyway,
at least he's wearing a shirt this time.
Why does he want everyone alive and healthy? There's a lot of assholes out there.
He loves, you know what, Mark? Scott Buchanan loves people.
Yeah, I mean, not all people, though. Some people are assholes.
And you know what? I don't give a flying fuck if you're going in the store to get a fucking 20-ounce soda. Do not leave your kid or animal locked in the car.
Kill
I promise you, if I see a kid or an animal locked in the car, I will break your.
Is that a fan of pronouncing? Or
when you come out, you will be going to jail because the police will be. What right
the
there
did he flush the toilet? You're taking a shit during your vlog, dude. Come on, have a little class.
Never do that to any of my kids, grandkids, or animal. It doesn't matter.
You know what? I don't know, but I would just call the police if a kid's locked in a car in the store. I don't recommend. I mean, if the kid's
raiding houses and hurting children,
if the kid's blue and is dead, I'd maybe break the window. But
I don't think you turn blue and fuckers around
to keep me from killing.
Maybe it's winter.
I don't care who the fuck you think you are that you can break.
But don't fucking break out. You don't care who the fuck you are breaking the law. You're busting somebody's windows, breaking the law too, man. You're not a fucking cop.
Bullshit.
And like you can break a fucking window. Who are you?
People do it all the time.
Don't listen to them. It's your own fault if you get attacked.
These fucking pussies. Are you got your dog in the window? He's hot! He's hot! Look at him! Oh, he's sweating!
And we all know the biggest criminal in the world is our fucking president, Barack Obama. He is a murderer, a traitor, and doesn't
he left his kids in the car? Holy shit!
I know! He had more kids! Did you know that? He left his kids riding his dog in the car in the dead of summer. Okay? They fucking all died.
So if Mark's in the parking lot of the supermarket and you see a dog dying in a car, you don't give a
shit? How do I know it's fucking dying? It's fucking in the car!
Because it's lying there and you can tell.
You can tell? Or he's fucking sleeping?
It's 100 and it's like 87, you know it's like
187. What do we live on fucking Venus?
No, you it's like 90 degrees out. You know it's like 130 in the car. The windows are all shut. You can feel the hood and you know the car's been not there for a
Why
while.
Why are you caressing somebody else's car?
And you leave someone else's kid there too?
The kid, I would just call the police. You call the police there.
You know how long it takes the police to get somewhere? You could save his life.
I would keep an eye on it. I would play by ear.
What are you
ear.
Keeping an eye on? He's passed out already.
I don't know if a kid's passed out or fucking sleeping. Is someone going to break the fucking window? And if I'm taking a nap in my car, I do that all the time. I take a nap in my car. As all of a sudden, I'm going to wake up with glass all over me. It's like, what the fuck, dude? I just saved you. Someone left you in your car.
It's different than a kid. All right, Mark's no hero. He's admitted it today.
Everyone thought I was. I'm a major disappointment.
Next dog. Up, the dog. Truth of the day. Besides Mark hating kids and dogs.
All right. Did one of these videos not too long ago, about a couple months ago, and got a lot of positive feedback.
He's got a good microphone, at least.
That's why I thought I'd do it again.
It looks better than what it is. I don't know.
He has one of those.
Last video was about.
Yeah, but it's one of those ones that, like, Britney Spears wears when she sings.
And in the last 75 days since I've done it, I've seen no difference. Let's start off with this whole Missouri shit that's going on.
He gave a talk a few days ago. He gave the truth of today, like 3 days. The truth of 3 days ago. And he's noticed no difference since then. None. The world is exactly the same as it was after it was before his talk.
And you know what? The
20 people who listened, none of them changed anything.
He's got to say it again because maybe I you know, misunderstood.
Yeah.
There's got to be some explanation. So go ahead.
Cop comes down a man that looks like he was essentially robbing a store.
Essentially.
Previously.
Previously on this episode of Cops Killing Guys.
Because this boy messed around and got gunned down by the police.
Why didn't he metallic in the background?
Wait for the truth. Everybody wants to jump speculation because he was black.
More impactful.
Always has become a race issue. When will we as a people and as a society make it a you and I issue, not a black and white issue? There would be no racism without us.
I know.
We create the racism.
This is from
same thing.
This is from like last week. So apparently
same
the world's been fixed.
With religion.
He finally got a.
You know what's
everyone.
Weird? Without all I those noticed things, that racism wars. Went away like a couple days ago, and I was wondering why, and now I know.
Yeah.
I was like, what is up?
Come to
I don't even hate black people
and
anymore, and I didn't
nonsense.
Know why.
Stop.
Because everyone knows
the bullshit
I did.
That's going on
now. That the things are pretty awesome.
Use some common sense and start acting as human beings. And not some wild animals.
I think human beings are wild animals from what I've seen.
It's sad to watch the news
some
these
are.
Days.
Yeah.
It's sad to look out in public.
Some are domesticated.
Be like Mark and don't watch
act.
The news and everything will be fine.
That's true. I don't know
grown
what the fuck's going on in the world.
Like
don't
children,
care.
Like they don't know any better.
I didn't know.
It's pitiful.
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 And I still see this generation
pitiful.
Going out, drinking their lives away, smoking their lives away, snorting
I'm
their lives away.
I'm still not sure
away,
what he's talking about. What's
all
his point?
Day,
he's talking about the Ferguson
thing. Cool thing to do.
I don't know what that is. You know I don't watch
it's
the news.
It's all fun and games. Do you have a loved one die from it?
Someone
and
was killed?
Hopefully it opens up your eyes and you realize that you're not as invincible as you think you are. 75% of you.
I'm 75% invincible.
I have a friend right now that's doing it. I've told her or him before.
I think he's speaking to his ex-girlfriend because
he's
stressed
to
her. To
her.
I told her or him or him. There's some girl who turned
when
him down.
Will we come to the realization?
She's like, no thanks. Why don't
children.
You do your vlog?
We are grown adults. It's
grown adults
are
redundant.
Like it.
That is true. I'm a little kid adult, okay? Everyone knows that
on
about
my nerves
me.
Lately and I want to speak about that goes along with that is the shitty parents that I'm seeing out here. I'm gonna touch some nerves with this.
We just
one.
Talked about shitty parents
the
on what burns my goat.
The bullshit
you see,
not living
he's
up to
touching
the
nerves. I like to touch nerds. That's my thing.
Grow up and take care of the consequences.
You know, I like to see
he has a lot of pregnant pauses. Have you noticed that?
I would like to see him and the
mothers
what burns my goat guy together
on
a talk show,
asking for babysitters every other night so you can go up.
You know what burns my goat?
Fathers, I'm getting sick of you bitching about having to pay child support. Or bitching because you don't get to see your kid.
Who are you hanging out
when
with?
You don't see him in the first place, but you're just trying to look like the hero father.
I'm a hero.
It goes both ways. It's time
you gotta
to
be
grow
like
up
me.
America.
I'm not fucking breaking any windows.
It's time to take responsibility for our own actions.
Explain the Ferguson thing, just so
on.
I have some reference. A reference
it's a very complicated issue.
I mean, real quick.
Give me, read give up me, on it. It happened 2 weeks ago.
You know, I don't care. Give me the broad strokes.
Guy was walking over to the convenience store. After the fact, they found out he robbed the convenience store, but the cops didn't know. He was jaywalking. They told him to stop. He didn't. They shot him 6 times and killed him.
Why would you shoot a fucking jaywalker?
That's the whole thing. Then there's been huge riots. There was huge riots for like a week and a half in the Ferguson, Missouri. And the cops are all in like riot gear, and they're in like military things. It's big AK-47s, and they're shooting at tear gas and killing people. And it's like a militarized zone there.
Right.
How do you not know this?
Because I don't watch the news or read the newspaper. I live here. If it was going on in Buffalo, I'd probably be aware of it. Other than that,
I don't know if you would.
Well, chances are better that I would. But if it's going outside, if it's
so
going
outside, what
you're
saying is Adam Carolla didn't mention it in the news, or did he? And you just didn't pay attention.
No, I look. You know what? He was on vacation last week.
So he was on vacation 2 weeks ago.
Whatever. Well, that's
he was back all last week.
They didn't talk about it, or maybe I missed it. I don't know.
Or you just didn't pay attention.
I do my Wii Fit while I do that, so sometimes I'm not catching everything. I don't know.
All right, Mark. Did you also know that the world is ending tomorrow?
I haven't heard, but not my world. I'll be fine. Too bad. Yeah, fuck that.
So that's the truth of today. Well, that's the truth of August 22nd. So I don't know what the truth of today as we're listening.
Yeah.
As you're listening to this is.
We're a little behind on his truth.
But I don't know.
I'm glad he knows the truth. Because, I mean, not a lot of people do. And it's really cool of him, like super cool, to let, you know, just to tell everyone what the truth is. Because he's, you know, pretty much the only guy who actually knows it. And I admire him for it.
The good thing about it is that I gotta give him credit. He knows what's going on in the news, unlike Mark.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I don't care. Everybody knows that.
Yeah, but you're on a podcast. You should really learn what's going on in the news. That's probably going to come up.
That's part of my charm.
All right. Next up is the biggest hit going right now. It's from an artist named Holy Eye Man.
Everything's a hit with you. Every fucking song we play is a hit.
You can have more than one hit. Top 40.
I don't know.
Holy Eye Man, I Swear by Time. And he put this out on May 30th, 2013. The spiritual truths of eternal life, holy teachings of open-minded righteousness, ultimate reality.
I like this beat. Already it's better than Taylor Swift. What the fuck picture am I looking at?
I don't know. Don't worry about that.
All right.
With your souls to be righteous, you shall make progress. With all your bones, you must always stay conscious and work to the benefit of a truly intelligent repent.
Is he speaking English?
It's not clear. By the way, he's got a lot of songs.
I can believe it.
He's got other songs called Bass Dumps, Celebrate and Dance, Buddha Life Story, Babylon is Falling Down. This one, of course, is called I Swear by Time. Turn it up.
I'm pretty sure he is speaking English, but I couldn't tell you what he's saying.
The other question, is this guy serious? Or is he just like an ingenious comedian?
There's a lot of those guys who, like, they're so bad and they're just putting out some shit, but it's just kind of ironic. And they're doing a character. So nowadays, you never know. Like, are you some kind of offbeat comic, or are you a crazy person?
And in the video, I'll put the link up. He's got a picture of his hand and a heel of a foot.
Oh, is that? That's a foot?
Yeah, see, that's like the ankle and the heel of the foot.
Oh, okay. Because
it's a really nice foot. Like, it's not, like, dry or anything.
Yeah.
So if I don't know if it's a girl's foot or what.
Well, I don't have dry feet. My feet are fine.
Although I think most girls' feet are, like, rough because they don't wear shoes a lot.
That is true. That is true. Your feet are so soft and smooth because you always wear shoes.
And finally, so that's Holy Eye Man. We'll listen to another one of his song later on.
Yeah,
not today, but some other day. Here's a crazy lady with road rage. Apparently, a street goes from two lanes to one lane, so this dude merged in front of this lady, who then laid on her horn and started screaming, so I gave her the finger. I pulled over to park because that's where I live, and she thought I was pulling over to fight and challenged me out of the car. So basically, this guy pulls over because he's at his house, and she gets out to fight him.
I'm calling 911, and you fight me off. You want one too? Not a problem, my friend. Right back at you.
Hi.
Yeah.
That's your camera.
Yeah, that is my camera, and I'm calling 911 right now. And you're making miss my appointment, my doctor's appointment.
You're making yourself miss it.
You're
making yourself miss it.
No, you didn't have to do the verbal F you and call me a bitch, did you? Did you?
Hey, I'm pulling over
did
where
you?
I live.
Now, it's okay. She's fine with saying bitch, but she won't say
you
fuck.
You want to go and I press
she censored herself. It says
yeah,
F you.
She goes by FCC rules.
And I have problems. And I'm missing my appointment.
She looks like Diane Keaton.
And you're paying for my fucking
if anyone watches
co-payment.
This.
I'm not kidding. You can video all you want.
Breasts,
you cut me
old
off.
Lady.
Yeah.
And you did. Whatever you did. Go ahead. Have the camera. But
it's
look,
funny. There's so many crazy people out there. That's why I don't like interacting with people. Because you never fucking know.
Do whatever you want.
She said she's a disabled, too.
Yeah, I mean, she seems perfect. She might be a little deaf or something.
Sorry.
She kind of has that kind of voice. Like, she's a little hard of hearing.
I don't know what she's calling the police about. You can give someone the finger.
Yeah, you can tell anyone to go fuck themselves.
If you need, I got your finger.
It's like some dude went home, and she decided she's... Look.
There comes his favorite line.
Please stop filming me. That's discrimination.
Discrimination to film someone? Man, these people are fucking insane. Is this dude leaving, or what's he doing?
He said he's straightening out his car. She thinks he's leaving.
I live here.
So you're harassing me now, because I'm coming home to park.
Where's your home?
Don't stalk me.
Oh my god. You know what? It must be really common for just crazy people to call the police over bullshit. Now, do the police have to respond to everything, even if it's fucking nonsense? Or do they just tell them, to, you know, like, yeah, no thanks, and just don't show up?
Because what are they going to do?
I know. You know, someone broke into my fucking car and they never showed up. So they better not fucking show up for this.
He's filming me with his camera. He cuts me off. It's a two-lane. I'm like, I honked at him because he was too close to me. And then he flips me off and calls me a bitch. So I pull over and I say, what was that? That was not necessary to cut me off. So he's filming me right now as I'm talking to the police.
Yeah, I know.
So I need a police officer.
Are the police
right
going to inform her that nothing illegal is going on?
Yeah, you're in a public place. I can film you without permission.
I'm in a doctor's appointment and this guy is, please put your phone down. This is ridiculous.
No, I have a YouTube video to put up so a million people can watch it. Sorry, lady.
Oh, my God. I mean, it's a shame that you just can't tell everyone to go fuck themselves, like, all the time. So I really just can't stand people.
Yes, no, Ocean Park.
Oh, so they're gonna send a cop?
And the address that I'm 2519, Welcome to Rose.
I'm on a road somewhere, I don't know. I don't know where I am, but there's cars and there's a house over here. So come find me.
I know, because some dude yelled at me and I'm yelling at him, and now I'm parked somewhere.
Arrest this man, he gave me the
I'm
finger.
I'm not going anywhere. No. I'll stay right here for the police. I'll stay right here too.
You know what, that's why I don't talk to people. Everyone keep to themselves. Yeah, skip ahead. I don't know if
it's almost over. I don't think the police are going to come.
Yeah, I'm assuming not. So they just stayed there forever?
Someone's going to run by on a skateboard.
I know. It's one of the skateboard cops.
He leaves a note on the screen. The police never came and she eventually drove away.
You know what? How come they don't have skateboard cops? They have bike cops, motorcycle cops, horse cops?
That's a good question.
Sometimes aren't they even on Segways? Why can't they have
Some cities, have them on Segways.
Oh, rollerblade cops. Wouldn't that be cool?
Yeah. For the song of the week, it's a Prince song covered by Sinead O'Connor.
That was from Prince? I only know this song from her. Had no idea.
It's been 7 hours and 15 days, Mark. Because you'd usually put the hours before the days when you're telling me how long it's been.
I don't speak like that, but she's not from America. Probably metric or something. I don't know.
How long have you guys been dating? 7 hours in 3 years?
Exactly. To the minute. It's funny. You know, Sinead O'Connor, bald. Most people know that. Or older people, because, I mean, people don't really know her now. She's irrelevant. But,
she can eat in a fancy restaurant if she wants, Mark.
Well, she's lucky. I can't. I can't afford it.
Do what I want. I can even eat in a fancy restaurant.
Yeah. But it just shows you how attractive her face is. Because she's fucking bald, and she's still hot. Not many girls can do that. Not a lot of girls can pull off the bald look.
She's not as attractive anymore.
Well, I mean, listen, age, you know, fucking time happens. But for the most part, what is it, 95% of chicks will look gross bald?
Yeah.
Even if they're like, they were super hot before, as soon as you're bald, it's like, can you get a wig? If you can get a wig, you're cool. But if you're just going to wander around bald, you're gross.
There's a difference, too. You only knew her as bald.
True.
If you would have saw her with hair first, then she shaved her head, like, what the fuck did you do, Sinead?
That is true. Because if you, yeah. If you knew a girl, she's super hot, she's shaved, she looks disgusting now. But if you only seen her bald, okay, she actually looks pretty good. That is true. I mean, everything's relative, I guess. Lesson to all of you ladies out there, fucking don't shave your heads. Hey, and guess what? If you get sick and lose your hair, buy a fucking wig.
Or shave your head and get all new friends, then you're good.
Buy a fucking wig. Wear a hat.
Listen, if a girl wants to have short hair, because you have short hair.
No, because you look fucking horrible. Don't have short hair. Let it grow out. Wear a hat until your fucking hair grows out.
What if she wants a short look?
Then don't fucking complain when no one wants to be around you. That's what I say.
I think girls with short hair have plenty of friends and boyfriends.
We'll see. Fucking prove it, dude. Prove it. Nothing compares to you. You don't know that? She's thinking about some dude that left her because she's fucking bald. He's like, listen, I mean, I liked you fine when you had hair, but now...
It's such a slow song, too.
I like slow songs. It's a good song. So the song's so slow, it's like 13 minutes long. It's unnecessary. It never gets any kind of radio play because, I mean, it would take up their entire block.
Well, that does it for this episode of Pop Clips.
I guess.
Tune in tomorrow for another exciting episode of the Hot Show with Kids podcast.
We do this shit every day.
Yeah.
You haven't had enough yet?
Go to the website, blah, blah,
yeah,
blah.
Yeah, hotshowwithkids.com, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, blah, 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 blah. In the backyard, all night in winter.